The J-IPE has some phases, certain requirements for the Track 2 project. So for the Track 2, the first phase is outside of the Joint Implementation Supervisory Committee and outside of the UNFCCC Secretariat, where you have to get an approval by the host country and an approval by the project participant country. And also then you have to get this project certified by certain agents, which are the ones accredited by the Joint Implementation Supervisory Committee, which is the JISC. Then you get into the more internal cycle, which is first you send the project to the UNFCCC Secretariat. They will be made publicly available, and this has minimum requirements in terms of documentation. Then it goes to the JISC for what we call a determination of the project design document. The JISC will then approve more or less the project itself. And then for the last phase are when the emission reductions are done, and then you have the ERUs to be issued. It's not the JISC will be issuing them, but they will approve them. And this is the determination for the emission reductions.